All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Chris Morris, acclaimed writer and an editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Well, I saw you sent us our topics that you want to talk about and some of the stuff that's making news in the electronics world. And here at the top of your list you sent us today, Windows 8. For goodness sake, man, I just got Windows 7. It seemed like yesterday. And now here's Windows 8.
Got to catch up with the times, Chris. It's almost time for Windows 8.
That's not me, man. I'm just not. So what is so good? Now, why am I going to want to bail on Windows 7, which I found, you know, infinitely better than Vista? Why am I going to want to bail on Windows 7 and check out Windows 8?
Yeah, here's the thing about Windows 8. It is a new system. It's going to be running both on PC and tablet computers, and that's the important part is tablets. Investors and Microsoft hopes it's going to make it competitive with Google and its Android operating system. Let's put this in perspective. PC sales have been shrinking over the last couple of years while tablets have been exploding. That market should have sales this year alone of nearly 119 million units. Apple owns about two-thirds of that. It's basically untouchable right now. But Android has the rest, and that's what Microsoft is targeting. Keep in mind, Microsoft does not have a good history against Android when you look at Windows phones. Mm-hmm. They really haven't made a dent. But it's unclear right now whether this new operating system will also go to phones. Microsoft has been kind of vague on that. Maybe we'll hear something more in their earnings announcement today.
You know, you mentioned tablets. One of the things I just heard, the Nook, which isn't a tablet, it's an e-reader, is now expanding its portfolio to have something called, they want you to take it to bed with you. Basically, you can read in the dark, whereas
right.
You can't necessarily do that with the other ones.
Ooh.
And I've always wondered, does that make it more of an appealing buy? Because can't you do the same stuff you can do on these e-readers with any of these tablets?
You can. You can use the iPad. It has an e-reader program built into it. You can download e-reader programs into it as well. I saw that as well, and I was a little curious about it because one of the appeals of the Nook and of the Kindle is the e-ink screen that it uses. It's very friendly to your eyes, mm-hmm. and there have been
right, so you can see in the sunlight or at night now.
Right, but there are also studies that if you look at a bright screen, like a computer screen or a TV, right before you go to bed, it keeps you awake. The e-readers don't do that because they're not backlit.
Mm. Well, let's. By the way, Chris Morris is our guest right now. He's, of course, our tech guru here at America's Radio News, an editor specializing in video game and consumer electronics industry. Are we jumping the gun a little bit because these tablets still cannot perform with the amount of power and the amount of flexibility our PCs do?
They can't right now, but they are advancing at a much more rapid pace. Now, Intel is trying to keep up with their Ultrabooks, and they have a new chip bridge called the called Ivy Bridge coming out later this year, which is super fast. But you think about the iPad. When they introduced the new iPad earlier this year, they had one of the video game developers come out there, and he proclaimed that the iPad can put out graphics that are on par with the Xbox 360 right now. So that's a pretty big step considering how these things didn't exist 3 years ago.
All right, and NBC now turning to a different subject altogether, planning on streaming all of the Olympic Games online live. Is this a first?
Yeah, it's the first. You know, the problem with the Olympics when they're in other countries is you're generally at work when the big events occur. Mm-hmm. And with the Internet, you know, you find out the results long before you get home to watch them. Well, NBC is taking some steps to help with that, although human resource departments around the country sure aren't going to be happy. They're going to stream all 32 sports from the London Olympics online at NBCOlympics.com. That's going to be handy because you think the swimming finals are going to air at about 2:30 in the afternoon, East Coast time, and gymnastics will have their finals around 11 a.m. So people can watch them at their desk while they work.
We'll be doing it right here on America's Radio. No, actually, we won't be doing that. But we'll actually be. Chris Morris, appreciate that. Acclaimed writer, editor specializing in the video game, consumer electronics industry. Always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You betcha.